I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama, and we want to invite you to come be with us when we gather for worship tomorrow morning. Here's a brief preview of tomorrow's sermon. Well, tomorrow we'll look at Genesis chapter 10 for our sermon text, and we'll cover the entire chapter. It's a chapter known as the Table of Nations because it explains how the population of the earth descended from the three sons of Noah and then spread out over the whole earth. It's the kind of chapter that most people probably tend to skip over or read over very lightly and quickly because it's a genealogy with a long list of names. But it's not the kind of chapter that archaeologists and geologists and other scientists skim over. The chapter has faced some of the most intense scrutiny by scholars for centuries, and many of them were out to disprove the Bible. But none of them have succeeded. As a matter of fact, all of the discoveries that are made related to this chapter, they've all proven the validity and they verified what we see here in the chapter. And so this chapter has stood the test of time, scholarly examination, and it's proven itself to be entirely accurate, which is just what we would expect from God's Word. Now, the chapter is divided into three sections. There's one section for each of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Although they're not in that order, Japheth's descendants are listed first, and then Ham, and then Shem. And when Moses wrote this 5.5 centuries after Noah's death, he had some information about Japheth's descendants and a little more about Ham's, but as we might expect, he knew more about Shem's lineage than any of the others because he descended from the line of Shem, who was the father of all the Semitic people and ultimately the Hebrews and the Jews. And so anyway, this chapter is a great example of the truthfulness of the Word of God. God's Word can be relied upon. It can be trusted because it tells us the truth about historical and scientific matters. We can fully trust what it tells us about salvation. And God's unfolding plan for our redemption and his aim to bring us into his family and be his children, it's on display even in a long list of 70 names like we find here in Genesis 10. So rather than being an obscure chapter that we should just skim over or that we might want to skim over, instead what we need to do is camp out here at least for one Sunday, and see what God has for us in this great chapter of his Word. So tomorrow I'm going to preach a message titled Clans, Lands, Languages, and Nations. And that'll be from Genesis chapter 10, and I hope you'll come be with us as we open God's Word. You know, as we look at a chapter like this, we're reminded that we all have a common ancestry that goes back to Adam and that godly line that led to Noah. But from there, we divided into nations and clans and separate families. And we're also reminded that there is only one way that we can be united in the same spiritual family, and that is through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I want to just ask you today, as you listen to the podcast, are you part of the family of God? Do you have assurance of your relationship with God? And the Bible says the only way you can be sure of that relationship is if you have come to him through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And you've come to him on the basis of his death on the cross as the payment of the penalty for your sin, so that God could forgive your sins, so that God's perfect sense of holiness and righteousness and justice could be satisfied. And that would enable him then to punish Christ for your sins and to, in a justified way, forgive you for your sins. And so, do you have that assurance today? Do you have the assurance that your sins have been forgiven by God on account of what his Son did at the cross of Calvary? Have you come to Jesus and his cross for your salvation? If not, I urge you to do it today. What better day could there be than today to have that kind of assurance in your life? And so anyway, I hope you'll be with us tomorrow. I think we'll have a good time of worship. I know we'll have a good time of worship together. And we'll do our best to take this 10th chapter of Genesis and see what God has for our lives today here in the 21st century. If you live anywhere near Grand Bay, I want to invite you to come be with us tomorrow. If you're not already a member of a Bible preaching, Bible teaching, Bible believing church, then why don't you come be with us at Grace Baptist Church? We've been praying the Lord would send us some like-minded families, families that have a desire to know the Lord and to serve Him and to grow in the grace and knowledge about Him through His Word. And if that describes you and your family, and you're tired of churches that are entertainment-driven, social clubs, you'll find a group of people at Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama, who are faithful to the Lord, faithful to His Word, and faithful in their commitment to one another. And I know we'd love for you to come be a part. If you need more information about the church, you can find it on this page where you're listening. You can scroll down just a little bit and click on Grace Baptist Church. You'll find there information about where we meet and when we meet, what we believe, and other things about the church. Or you can go to our website, which is gracegrandbay.com. That's gracegrandbay.com. Well, I want to thank you for listening today. I hope you'll listen every week. Next week will be a special edition of Let's Open God's Word. It'll be our 200th episode of the podcast. And so I hope you'll join us next week as we cross that milestone. But before then, I hope to see you at Grace Baptist Church tomorrow morning when we gather for worship to sing and to pray and to read Scripture and then open God's Word together. Lord willing, I'll see you then. God bless you.